The Hard Shoulder
on News Talk
with Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Well, this Christmas on News Talk, we want you to rethink your drink with Drink Aware. And one way in which people are re-evaluating their nights out, especially where drink is involved, is with non-alcoholic drinks. And who better to talk about this than someone who's had to curtail her very busy social life and drinking schedule? I'm talking about my colleague, presenter of News Talk Breakfast Briefing, between 6 and 6.30 a.m. Monday to Friday, and, not satisfied with that, again with Between the Lines every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Andrea Gilligan, Wonder Woman that you are, welcome back to the Hard Shoulder.
Thanks, Ivan.
Now, your family know a thing or six about the pub trade,
yeah,
don't they?
They do. Yeah, my mum and my sister run our family pub back at home in Bundoran in Donegal. So, you know, it's interesting in the sense that it's family run, intergenerational. Obviously, my mum and both my sister are there and part of it. And obviously, over the years, I would have spent quite a lot of time, you know, in between jobs, maybe at weekends or the odd evening if my parents were away. I'd go home and give a dig out as well, even as late as last Saturday evening. I was roped in when staff were off.
So you understand the whole pub culture and the family pub and all aspects of that, which is a crucial part of Irish life. Now, Andrea, this is a really busy time for publicans. Coming up to Christmas, the corporate family holiday season, relatives coming home. Are publicans noticing any changes?
Huge changes, one of which, Ivan, is I think the changing trend in two reasons. One, it's what we're drinking as consumers. Our demand for beverages, whether they be alcoholic or non-alcoholic, has changed because I think as a society we have become much more health conscious, health focused, and all of that is starting to kind of to trickle through. But aside from that, I know from talking to my mum and to my sister that there's a huge shift in what people are holding in their hands, and that being the zero beverages and going for the non-alcoholic drinks for a couple of reasons. There, obviously, drink driving laws have changed. There's a huge focus centering around that. But again, people are that little bit more health aware, and they're a little bit more concerned about what they're putting into their body. But we are right at the peak of Christmas party season today in particular. Sure, it's News Talk's own Christmas parties. The pubs are going to be heaving at the rafters over the next couple of weekends. But I met Donal O'Keefe. He's the chief executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, just to find out how busy are the next couple of weeks for publicans.
Typically, December is 2 to 3 times the average month. So there's a huge uplift in volume. You know, clearly people are out celebrating Christmas parties, work functions, people returning home. It's a very social time and pubs are really busy. We're very optimistic about this year.
More so than previous years?
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of bookings into pubs for parties, they're way ahead of 2018. And I think we see that the consumer has been a little bit cautious through the autumn. But I think the shackles will be thrown off now for the month of December, and we're looking forward to a very good month. There's a lot going on in each category. So if you take beer as our biggest volume product by a considerable distance, you know, clearly we've seen two big trends in beer. We've seen the emergence of craft beer, a local story, local breweries, local product, and we've seen the emergence of super premium international lagers, the likes of Peroni and Tiger, coming positioned ahead of the mainstream lagers. If you look at spirits, the only show in town is the growth of gin. You know, we're seeing growth rates 35-40% year on year. A lot going on there. A lot going on with Irish whiskey and a lot going on with premium Irish whiskey in particular. Wine continues to go from strength to strength. And, you know, one of the big changes in the market in the last 18 to 24 months has been the strong, rapid emergence of a low and no alcohol category. So traditionally, there was a few beers that were the offer in the no alcohol category, the likes of Beck's or Erdinger in NA, non-alcoholic. Heineken 00 has changed the game in terms of beer, non-alcoholic. It has grown at a phenomenal rate. Loads of our members now would be reporting the Heineken 00 bottle being their number three bottle seller, the number three bottle beer being sold.
Even by comparison with alcoholic drinks?
Yeah. So it's ahead of lots of the mainstream alcohol brands in bottle beer. So obviously it's a bottled product. We are seeing lots of pubs move into their drinks list now, having no alcohol cocktails, low alcohol spritzers, you know, for all the obvious reasons. Clearly drink driving is a big factor. changing lifestyles is a big factor, health consciousness, weight consciousness, low sugar. All of those things are pushing people into demanding no and low alcohol options in pubs. And pubs will always respond to the consumer demand. If they see that punters are looking for it, pubs will provide it.
I have to say, and I know Don Lockheath well, he represents the Dublin publicans, who are saying just how busy they are. I think it's a bit more even around the country, and it's maybe not as good.
Absolutely. And I think if you were to speak to other publicans as well, Ivan, in particularly in more rural areas, many of them would actually tell you anecdotally that their sales are down in some cases. A lot of them would put the blame on the drink driving changes, that their drink driving legislation, the changes that came about, because people, and it's a good thing, people are cutting back in terms of what they're drinking.
So, right across the country, however, Donal is saying that there's an increase in the consumption of alcohol-free drinks.
Big increase in the non-alcoholic drinks. And it's interesting because over the years, Ivan, we've always had light drinks, perhaps reduced sugar content in drinks. Like, they've always existed. But since this...
Sure, I'm the Diet Coke ad.
Oh, sure, you are an advert.
I'm the next ad for that.
<isn't it? laughs> So the visual of Ivan and the Diet Coke scene there. But anyway, it's...
This is radio.
But it's interesting because since this non-alcoholic drinks, and in terms of how they've been marketed, and I think that's a key thing. Even I know my mum and my sister would tell me that for people that want to come in maybe on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday, they want to have a drink or two, but they don't want to consume alcohol. The idea that there's now drinks out there that sort of have the imagery, they replicate other alcoholic drinks, is a good thing. So I spoke to Donal O'Keefe again, just, you know, to find out whether or not people are going for the alcoholic drinks or non-alcoholic drinks, and what are the reasons in his views.
What we are seeing in beer is a move towards what we would consider more sessionable products at around 4% alcohol. So mainstream beers are generally around 4.3%. We're seeing lots of new products come to the market at around the 4%, but they are alcoholic beers. In the middle, so the light products, that category has collapsed because people are either choosing to drink and drinking regular beers or choosing not to drink and drinking no alcohol products. So the 2%, the 1.5%, 2% light beers really aren't selling well at all because, as I say, people are opting for full alcohol products or no alcohol. What we're finding is non-drinkers are actually having a big role in selecting which pubs to go to. So if somebody is a designated driver or somebody is ferrying the crew around, their choice of pub becomes the pub.
Do you expect to see, Donal, I suppose, an emergence or a greater availability of the non-alcoholic drinks now over the next couple of months?
Absolutely. I think what we've seen in the second half of this year is lots of the mainstream brands bring to market a no-alcohol variation of it. So, you know, you have Peroni 00, you have Bulmer 00, you have Carlsberg, all entering this space. They're responding to consumer demand. Demand will grow over the medium term, we think, driven by mostly by health consciousness and lifestyle changes. People like to go out and socialise, but if they're up early in the morning and driving, busy at work, they may not want to drink every night that they're out. So over time, I think that low and no alcohol category will grow and grow strongly. And I think we will see over time the emergence of a no alcohol category in wine and in cocktails, alcohol free. So most pubs will have an alcohol free cocktail, and that category will grow as well.
You have to say, Pat Kenny and I did a tasting session just across the road here. It was quite funny. And actually, you would not know the difference in a lot of them, particularly a cider I'd never had before.
Yeah, this is 00 cider.
Okay, so frontline publicans, what are they saying?
Well, it seems the publicans are noticing these changes, just in line with what Donal O'Keefe was saying. Like I mentioned, my mum in Donegal, she's talking about the fact that more and more people, even in rural areas, are coming in and looking for 00 drinks. But it seems the punters in the cities as well, Ivan, particularly midweek, are opting for non-alcoholic drinks as well. Now, I met Enda Q from Peter's Pub just around the corner from us here in Newstalk.
Pints and shorts definitely do very well. Wines are very popular, but definitely non-alcoholic beers and non-alcoholic options are becoming more, we're becoming more aware of it now.
Would you notice people are coming in now? Is that just midweek or at the weekends?
Both midweek and the weekend. I think people who are up early on Saturday or Sunday morning to do activities themselves or bring children or family to activities, they're aware of what they're drinking later on in the evening.
But do you find that maybe customers, when they're in the pub, are they conscious of the fact maybe that they're not drinking? Or
no, I think they're quite happy once the beer, once the drink tastes right. I think they're very happy with that. If the product is up to standard, yes, definitely. We probably only had one option 15 years ago, and the options have become better. Now we have two bottle beers. We have Heineken Zero, and we have Stiegel Zero, and we've recently just taken in a Estrella Draft non-alcoholic beer, and it's proven quite successful and very popular. It's in a glass that's marked Estrella Zero, and it works well. And the taste is very important. Taste profile of any beer is most important. But the huge thing, I think, is that when you're drinking it, that that it's in an identified glass, so that there's no doubt that it's a low alcohol or non-alcoholic beer you're drinking.
That was Indico there, the proprietor of Peter's Pub, the Hard Shoulders downtown office, down around the corner, where I do most of my research and proper thinking. Just before you go, Andrea, I have been your soldier in terms of setting the alarm for 10 to 4 and so on the early breakfast shift. I found my drinking patterns changed.
Absolutely.
And I drank a lot more, actually, when you're free, sort of, you know, from before lunchtime
really?
On. Yeah, absolutely. And also in terms of trying to get to sleep.
Well, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I would say, if anything, it's incredible how much getting up at 10 to 4 in the morning, the effect it can have on your social life. Mondays and Tuesdays are a total write-off.
Right.
I do make myself, if there's something on during the week, I will make myself at least one evening a week go and do something. Because I just think for longevity at this game, if you're going to be continuing to get up so early in the morning...
Well, longevity is not an issue for me.
You still have to have a life. But it's about balance, Ivan. Never any more than two drinks. Preferably go to the event early, have your drink earlier in the evening, and... bucket loads of water.
Yeah, that's a great tip. As you're drinking, drink water. I always do it. Just tap water, please. My thanks to Andrea Gilligan for bringing us that report. And don't forget, for more ways to rethink your drink this Christmas, visit drinkaware.ie. And have you noticed? Yeah, the jury on the hard shoulder, you tell me. Your friends, your night outs, your office parties. Have you noticed an increase in alcohol-free and changing drinking patterns? Text me, 53106. As always, Andrea, thank you.
Thank you.